anyway. Oh, good. Yeah, that's what we're saying. Okay, good. So we're on Tzadik Dalet. We're dealing with a paragraph with Perek Zayin. We're dealing with a concept of the uniqueness of each Jew. That a Jew has to have his own original basic program running inside of him. You can't use somebody else's glasses. You have to use your own prescription. You have to use your own unique approach and avoider. And we said that comes to a point. What we saw, the last thing we saw, is that each Jew is therefore an individual only son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're the only son that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that's going to do this job with this particular tool. So you're going to have your own specific challenges and tests designed for you, and you're going to have your own specific tools to deal with those challenges and tests. And we saw the Maral that says Bnei B'chayri Yisrael is a concept of not just that you're an only child, but you're the firstborn child. Every Jew is Hashem's only firstborn child. If you're an only child, you're the firstborn. Okay. So we're in the paragraph on Tzadik Dalet that says Im Ein Anili Mili. הדרך להצליח בכל האלו היא להקי בייחוד שלנו ולאמץ עצמנו את דברי הילו נוסי ישראל. The דרך to be מצליח in this area is to recognize the uniqueness that we have and to strengthen ourselves in the words of Hillel, who is the leader of the Jewish people. Kuhayoyme, the mission tech avo, as Hillel used to say, Im ein ani li mili. Im ein ani li mili. If I'm not me, who am I? Did I translate it? If I'm not for myself, who will be for me? That's how we normally translate it, yeah? Im ein ani li. If I'm not going to be me and do what I'm supposed to do, the reason why I came into this world for that task is me. As me, who's going to be able to do it instead of me? If I don't do what I came into the world to do, who's going to do it for me? If I'm not going to do my job, who is? The kol adam of kol regi yesh tafkid yichidai. Each Jew at every moment has his unique job. Tafkid ze lo yichel leibatze al yodei berega habo. He can't do it later, he can't do it earlier. Ukamo kainu lo yichel leibatze berega ze al yodei adam acher. And it also can't be done now by somebody else. There's two things. So there's a special, excellent question. There's a special halach in the Torah. Shliach shaladim kamo yisrael. That's something, not in everything. You can't get a shliach to put on tefillin for you. You can't get a shliach to the many things. You can get a shliach to the kaddish of a woman for you. You can't get a shliach to do nesuin. You can't consummate a man. You can't do yichud through a shliach. That you have to do yourself. There's certain things, there's a chiddush in the Torah called shliach shalom kamo yisrael. In certain areas where it's considered that if you do this, you can get someone else to do it. Yeah, that's a fascinating question you just asked. A Shabbos Avedim. That wasn't really lost. That's a fascinating question when you learn the Sugah of Shlichas, what they want. There are. That's a very, very good question. Your Gemara question. The Chaim Shinu Rabbi Seder Besechtos Avos Al Tiyah Boz Lekol Adam Val Tiyah Maflik Lekol Dov Shein Lecha Adam Shein Lo Shah. Don't look down on anybody and don't denigrate any matter in the world. I mean, everything, don't look down on anything. Because there's no person that doesn't have his Shah. What does it mean? Shein Lecha Adam Shein Lo Shah. You shouldn't advise somebody, you shouldn't look down on anything because it's B'Tselem Elokim. What do you mean? It's because he's got his moment. And if he didn't have his moment, you can't advise him. Well, what's up? The Bishop of Soyma Kedoshim, Aledah Maharal, Netoch Yisrael, Perichet, in the Tanya, the Geras HaKadosh, Void, Ein Lecha Adam She'ein Lo Shah, you know a man who doesn't have his moment, Lekol Rega Merega, Yesh Tafkid Meyuchad. Every person at each moment has a unique tafkid. And there isn't any moment that doesn't have a specific destination that is unique for him. And you'll never have a person who doesn't have his place. Why? Because in this world we have space and time. You always have to know that you're in the right space at the right time. Yeah? You're at the right space in the wrong time. You're at the right time in the wrong place. There's no place where a person is where he can't find his unique tafkid. For example, you'll ask me, yeah, what happens if he took the wrong turn? He was headed in the right direction to his goal and he took the wrong turn. So now he doesn't have a tafkid. Yeah, God's call will arrange for him. You took the wrong turn, you made a bechira decision in the wrong direction. So now there's a new tafkid. Now God's call will. You'll have a new moment of having to redesign your path. You ever use a GPS? Taught me this lesson. I was driving the GPS and I wanted to see what happens if you don't listen to it. Everybody does this, right? You need gay sorry when using a GPS to disobey the GPS, right? So what does it do? It says reprogramming. Gives a new route. That's what a Kosh Baruch Hu does. He knows before, but Ke'ilu, you know, to make it into human terms or whatever. Hashem's got a, you know, he's got your flight tracked, he's got it all marked out, and you take a wrong turning, so he programs.
There's a GPS now.
A GPS?
Yeah,
it is.
Well,
it argues with you.
Oh. He could go there.
Why do you want to go there? Who says you have to go to the meeting now? Go later.
No, it tells you in Israel where all the big nets are, all the black clothes restaurants are.
All the Arabs.
Yeah.
All the Arabs. So that works vice versa.
You can
turn the right way in a good way, you're going
always
that sort of way that
made them. No, you're heading in the right direction and you keep making the right choices, you're heading in the right direction. What happens if you go in the wrong direction? So then they copy my purpose. Yes, even now you have a specific purpose now, even though you're on the wrong path, you have a specific unique purpose right now where you are. What that is, I don't know, Hashem worked it out that you're going to make the wrong turning and he rearranged the new design for you in that particular moment in time. Very often, I'll tell you why it's important to know this. A Musa point here. Because very often we mess up. Yeah? And instead of regrouping very quickly, we stay down for a long, long time. Yeah? You miss afternoon Seder. So what happens? Why wouldn't you not say that? Because I missed afternoon Seder. Once I miss afternoon Seder, oh, I'm so bad and I'm such a bad boy and I can't get my act together, whatever. So it can take you 3 weeks before you get back to the Beit Midrash. No, you missed afternoon Seder. Fine. So what's your job now? You get a night Seder. You don't have a chizuk from afternoon Seder. Fine. You have a new job now. You have to stop straight away and say, okay, I took a wrong turn, but now I have a job. What's my job now? Be void of all responsibility. That's what the Yetzirah does. So use this against him. Everyone's going to come to his place. They attend the Tafkid Sha'alav Lamale Bo Boisha. In order to fulfill his unique purpose that he has at that specific moment. Now, I just want to tell you, if you think like this, you're going to drive yourself batty. You know, like the Rambam passing in a locker based on the Gemara in Brachos, if there's 1,080 moments in a minute. That means you take a minute, you divide by 1,080, you have a lot of little pieces. You start living each piece and worrying about, you know, what's my tapki now, what am I supposed to do, you go mad, you just won't get anywhere. You have to use a bite-sized piece of time that you can relate to, like a day or a week, or, you know, you can't, certainly a day you should, you know, have a goal for what you're going to do today and evaluate it at the end of the day. You know, quickly, and then the end of the week, you Shabbos, and the end of the month, the end of this month, you've got to give yourself, you know, bite-sized pieces, because if you're going to focus on every moment, you're going to go mad, unless you're able to. Gedolei Yisrael understood what each moment was for, and they used it properly. Utilizing all those moments properly is what the mix of Yichud Hashem really is about. That's the story of its own.
You need about a minute for 1,080
pieces. Huh?
1,080 pieces in a minute. Moments.
Yeah, 1,080 moments in a minute, or in a moment. I don't know exactly. Whatever. I don't know. It just means that each moment has a unique tafkid. It means that each moment your neshama needs a specific thing.
There's not even enough seconds.
What's the problem? Use nanoseconds. I don't know. Whatever. Today we don't have a problem understanding fast time. I mean, we use pretty fast time. I mean, you can send an email 3 times around the world, you know, as the time it takes you to say hello. That's fast. Okay. We saw that. Fine. Okay. Hamakiris Makoymoy. One of the ways of acquiring Torah, one of the Menches Dvarim, the permission to pick other things down, of acquiring Torah that you need in order to internalize and own the Torah you've learned is Makiris Makoymoy. You've got to know your place. Yeah? Makiris Makoymoy. What is this one?
Tosefta Savoy Perek Vav Mishnah Vav. He says yeah, Mishnah Zayin. To the best of my knowledge, it's Mishnah Vav. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but I always remember that the Memphis Varin is Vav Vav. Check me if I'm wrong. Meina Tana Kodesh by Memchis Kinyana Teres and Makiris Makoima. One of the 48 ways is Makiris Makoima. Indian Zit. He says Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin. That's what it says in my. To the best of my knowledge, just have a look. I think it's Mishnah Vav. But I stand corrected. I haven't looked at it inside for a long time. Okay. So Perek Vav Mishnah Vav. Okay. Say what? Okay. Fine. So Inyan Zehu Memaila Tachochem Hashalem. One of the qualities of a whole Chochem, of a total Chochem, is that he is Makiris Makoimai. Because when a person comes to recognize his place and his purpose, he doesn't get fazed by the fact that his makom is not so comfortable. Very often we find ourselves in uncomfortable situations and we fight the fact that I can't be in my place because it's not comfortable. No! You can be in a place that's not so comfortable because you're in a jaw place. He knows that wherever he is, that's where Hashem wants him. And Hashem wants him to serve him. That's not so comfortable. Hakolzu mashayal adam rogeya v'shalva v'komatzim shebo u'nimtza. A person can then be relaxed and v'shalva and rogeya in every situation that he is. He's got to come into a situation properly. Sometimes you've got to come into a situation with fear. You have to know that it doesn't. There's a whole bunch of things you have to bring to this moment. But he doesn't fight the moment because this is a Hashem divine moment for him. There's some level, eh? His heart is always available to be happy and to serve Hashem at every moment. The Itzay Shalom or Milchama, whether there's peace, whether there's Milchama, Tzar or Simcha, whether there's suffering or there's happiness, Shefa or Machso, whether he's got lots of money, whether it's not going so well, Tomid Humam Shich Lazbeth Nachas Ruach Lekainai, he's able to give Hashem Nachas, Uvit Chesed Im HaKosh Boch Mechom Aishov, and he's able to fulfill Tavki in the world and do Chesed for Hashem no matter what's going on. Because very often a Kosh Baruch Hu designs situations for us that are there to get us to daven to Hashem because he wants a relationship.
Yeah.
So you have to be scared until you've daven. Once you've davened, you're up. There's no room for fear. And once again, that's the sugya. I shouldn't have gone to the sugya without practicing it. There's a sugya called betochen. There's many different shittas in what betochen is. One of the shittas is the brisker of shittas that holds it until you felt the matzah with real terror. Because you recognize this is Hashem creating this matzah. They're coming to kill us. And when they're coming to kill us, you better be scared. You can't just say, oh, Hashem, that's all. Yeah? Until you feel the problem, you won't do anything about the problem. Sometimes you have to daven, you have to make an ishtadlis. There's a brisker of shutting the tochen. It's evrecha mimcha. I'm running away from Hashem because I see that I don't have panasa. Who created the situation? Hashem. This is Hashem, that's all. That's the tochen. Why? Hashem made the problem. Why should he take you out of it if you don't change? Maybe the change needed is Hashem Yazor. Okay, you replace Moshe Yodiga, you start lying a bit on Hashem, that might be enough for you. But for every Jew today knows that everything comes from Hashem, so then the problem that's on your table now is Hashem. Yeah? That's chasms, that's Hashem shooting those chasms at you, right? Yeah? After 4-year-old, they said, you know who's sending his chasms? It's Hashem. So what's the problem? They're not going to hurt me because Hashem Yazor. So why is he sending them? It means you first understand this is Hashem talking and he wants something from you. You daven, you do what you have to do, now you can go back and sit there and have that. Now you can be regular without any fear. That was the Briskerov, the Moedic Amaisa by the Briskerov. I'm not sure which war it was, you've had so many Rahman in the time, but in one of the wars, the Briskerov stayed at home. They were bombing Yerushalayim and he wouldn't even went out the house. He told them to Sakon and you have to stay home. One day, there was a major league explosion not far from his house. Major league, big time explosion. Shortly afterwards, the Briskerov went out the house. So somebody said, where are you going? He said, I need a safer from the next minute. I'm just going to get it. He said, understand, I know you're not there. Up to now, you never went out the house because the oldest is a Connor. Now there's bigger bombs falling. Now you go out. So he said, yeah. until now the bombs weren't big enough that I held that if you were at home, that was considered better distance to guard yourself, because it was safer to be at home than outside. But now that they're dropping such big bombs, it makes a difference on inside or outside, so most of them get the safer. But that's awesome. You recognize that they're coming to kill us.
But how do you know your tefillahs or the hillim is enough?
Once you've davened and you've asked Hashem for what you've asked for, then you can sit down and tell them all that. You're not asked to finish the job. You have to pitzul pesach kachudish on machat. You have to open up and do the best you can, and then go back. I didn't know your tshuva is enough. You walk around miserable, burdened by your sins all along. No, because that's a tshuva. I didn't know you did the right tshuva. Because you do the best you can. How come you eat? You check for the vegetables. You check the vegetables the best you could. Ah, maybe you missed one. Never eat. No, you do the best you can. Hashem Yazor. But you can't say Hashem Yazor because you've done the best you can. Well, sometimes it's not to feel enough. You have something to make you stutter. Sometimes it needs to be better. You're right. That's part of the challenge. That's part of the story. Knowing what I'm supposed to do here. But yeah, you do the best you can and you go right. You have to be fuller than the Torah asks you to be. You doesn't, you scream, you sarkot, you use the same, you know, whatever it needs, you cry, whatever, you do the best you can depending on the situation. You go by to make you start this, and whatever comes, that's what's due to you. Talmud Umam Okay. Now we come to a very important sugya called Lo Sachmud. It's in the Torah, it's one of the Ten Commandments. Hadibra Asiris Vachrayne Besarat Dibras Hu Lo Sachmud. The last of the Ten Commandments. Chashivus Ukadusha Mecheres Meidas Lemispa Asiri. Ten is a very important and holy number. Ten is a great number, right? Ukavishinema Asiri Yekodesh. The tenth one is Kodesh. It's like Meisa. Ten. Ten is Malchus in the spheres, that which contains everything. And also, by the way, there's a cloud that the last thing is always that which preserved everything before. Loya aleinu lipcho mibayna tariag ha-mitzvahs es esa ha-mitzvahs ha-basisis b'yoyitza amina ani choshvim alo sachmud. If we would have to go and look in the 613 mitzvahs to find the most basic important mitzvah of all the mitzvahs, I don't know if we would have chosen Lo Sachmud. And yet the Torah does. It's the tenth of the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are the genes of all the mitzvahs. And the last in the series is, I don't want to say the most important, but we see the tenth is always the Choshim and the Kodesh. Imunu Bashem, Shmir Shabbos, Kibur Avaim, Lo Tirzach, Lo Tignoiv, Lo Tzinov, Kulei mitzvahs, Besitzis, Beyoisna, Shema Yisrael, the Tomim Tiyah, yeah, the Tomim, the Korban Tomim, consistency, yeah, those are all basic important mitzvahs. Who would call Sachmud? Don't covet your neighbor's possessions. Fine, it's a nice thing not to do, but he says that's the basis of all our Yiddishkeit. More than that, we would have put it in such a high place, even if you would think it's important. התשובה לכך היא שכשאדם מתמודד ומצליח לעמוד בניסיון של לא סחמוד, when a person is able to withstand and succeed in succeeding in withstanding the ניסיון of a לא סחמוד, thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not covet. It means you shouldn't want what somebody else has got. That's not what it means, but that's a very crude translation. It's not enough. You shouldn't do something to go get something which you want from somebody else. Seeing a guy with a nice new car and thinking, oh, I really like a car like that. I don't know if you're able to suck. I'm not saying it's a good thing. Well, see, yeah, Lo Sachmud means that you actually make some ishtadlus to go get it. If you just think, oh, that's a nice card like that, but I don't know if you're over Sachmud. You might be over Kinner. Oh, you might be over Kinner, but the famous stipler on this is the famous stipler in the Pasha on the Sachbud. It's a machlekes, but how we pass can you ask the question. I think we pass the Sachbud is only to do a ma'aser. But look at the Rambam. The Rambam says you get malchus for the Sachbud. I think I could be talking nonsense here. I can't remember. I haven't been doing this for a long time. Ah, how good. So learn after the Sukkot Sachbud to see whether it's a part of ma'aser or not. If it does, you could get malchus for it. Please, you better pay for it. You have to pay for it. You're not going to steal it, God forbid. You just want the guy's house. So you kind of, how many times you have to ask him, and there's all rules or whatever. But still, okay. Kusharai Yodei Omagish Kihu Kibel Oila Mole Hamakir is Kol Mashu Zoka Glodijuk. But the person feels and knows and has internalized the fact that he has everything he needs. He's a whole world and he's been given a whole world to do everything he needs to do in the world. That includes the whole Torah. That is the whole Torah. That's all the Ten Commandments. When a person knows that exactly where I'm standing now, with what shirt I'm wearing on my back, with what my bank balance is, my whole massive health, wealth, whatever, right? That's exactly what I need now. That's Hashem designed for me now. When you've got that, now the whole Torah falls into place. Everything, that's the basis. Without that, nothing starts. Well, we don't know what that means. Yeah. So where does Hamzir Rachamayi come to this? The Hamzir Rachamayi, this is to do with, well, this is to do with the Kamaycha aspect. No, this is to do, there are three people involved in Hamzir Rachamayi. Re'echa is your friend Hashem, and Kamaycha is you. That Banaram Lasmai, Banaram Lachavayim, Banaram Lamakam. That's what Klal Golub Torah, because every relationship that could ever happen is there. So the aspect of the Kamaycha, that's what we're talking about now. Banaram Lasmai, between you and yourself, yeah, you need to know that you have everything you need. So there, that's the Kamaycha, which now enables you to the after a Recha, to love Hashem and your fellow man. That's what we learned earlier when you were sleeping. The last few weeks, I mean. Yeah. So, boom, boom, where are we? Oh, number dois, mia yachayshev reshaych et lo sachmu, now we did that. Oh, I make Hamashmoy shall Hamanois Miratseach, Gneiva, the Kol Shah Virus, Nimzari Mishamidah shall Hamayonais Michem de Sahilam Shem Shemi. That which holds a person back from stealing and murdering and wanting what other people's got comes from a knowledge that I've got everything I need. I'm not sure of it. Everything I have is perfect. Your hat's not going to fit me and your gloves are going to work for me. And having that car would be bad for me because it's good for me. Hashem would have given it to me. And having his bank balance and having his nachas from his children and whatever, that's not good for me. If you know you have everything that, you know, it starts first. You know that everything you get comes from Hashem. And you know that Hashem can give you whatever you want. He's not lacking in anything. And you know that Hashem only gives you what's good for you. And he wouldn't give you anything that's bad for him. He wouldn't withhold anything that you need. Therefore, everything I have is what Hashem wants me to have, and it's cool and good. So now, why are you on someone else's house, field, wife, children? You've got everything you need. Oh, my son's a nudnik, and my friend's son's is a big tzaddik and whatever. Yep, that's what you need. You need the son who...
They're not a wise side for more.
But for more what?
Like if you think you need...
The things you need which are tools in order to fulfill your purpose more so that you can ask for. I need $1 million because my stuff in the world is to open yeshiva.
You need it as you get it, right?
Well, now you ask yourself what I need tefillah for. What?
No, one second.
I don't believe you need it right. I don't think you need tefillah. You need to do two things. You need ishtadlis and tefillah. What? We're going to deal with it. There's two paragraphs coming up fairly soon which deals with the sugya of ishtadlis and tefillah. Whenever you deal with this type of a tochen, this sort of ein oid milvado type of headspace, you come into two big kashas. What's tefillah and what's ishtadlis? You're never going to get around it. The question you've walked into is fashion. Right? Why did Adam Rishon have to have it for rain and Hashem wasn't going to make rain in the world would never unless Adam Rishon didn't give me rain? Okay. And why do I have to make any ishtadlis? Because ishtadlis has nothing to do with the outcome anyway. So what's ishtadlis? Okay. That's what's bothering you. You've understood the sugya well.
You understand the
the first thing. Yeah, there are many tulutzim. I'm just pointing out where kasha is. Yeah. What is ishtadlus and what is tefillah?
Yeah. Okay. I mentioned the other day that it's not supposed to be.